Proclamation number 3638 of 27th of December, 1945. Fighting against the truth. Erring teachers, you must never allow yourselves to be captured by the adversary who wants to deprive you of your spiritual freedom through misguided teachings, who uses every trick in order to push you away from the truth, and who thus fights with means which give the appearance of truth and lead to the most blatant error. You must bear in mind that he will always fight against the truth, that he will always fight most fiercely where the truth tries to break through, and that he will dress himself in the garment which serves his purpose. That he himself appears as a proclaimer of truth in order to mislead people who are not yet permeated by the Spirit of God but who strive for the truth. You must consider that it is often easy for him if people's desire for truth is not entirely profound, and thus he is not protected by beings of light from the activity of the one who fights against God, against the eternal truth. Thus he will have much success through the will of people themselves who are more indifferent towards the pure truth from God, on the other hand, who are taken in by his adversary's influence. For it depends on the will of the human being himself how far he penetrates the truth, and therefore it cannot be called to you urgently enough: beware of those who pretend to bring you the truth and do not stand in the truth themselves. Beware of those who believe they are called to teach and need to be taught themselves if they want to become suitable for the teaching ministry on earth. Ask God for enlightenment and examine, yet with the deepest desire for truth, otherwise you will only open your heart and ear to thoughts which do not correspond to the truth, because truth is only recognized as truth by someone who seriously desires it, who is willing to surrender all knowledge, all spiritual thoughts, in order to exchange the pure truth for it. Examine earnestly and ask God for his blessing, for illumination of your spirit, for the pure truth. Then the adversary's activity will remain without influence, then the beings of light will repel all erring strength from you, then your thoughts will be guided correctly, you will be able to distinguish truth from error and thus also achieve great spiritual progress. For only the pure truth will lead you upwards, towards God as the eternal truth. Amen.